We knew what to expect coming here, and it's never easy going away from home in the Championship. It's very little in it, you know. We played some good stuff and possibly deserved to nick it, but they'd probably argue the same. So away from home, it's a good point.
Tell us about Salmon, the chap you were marking, because he's a huge guy.
Yeah, he's a strong boy. He's a good centre forward, and you know, it wasn't easy. You know, but we managed to stay compact and solid as a unit, and we kept a clean sheet, which is a positive. Obviously, there are things, you know, with the fluency of our passing game in terms of going forward and stuff, we can improve on. But you know, away from home, it's a clean sheet. It's a solid foundation for us to build on in the future for the season.
And yet it was a game that Albion dominated for long periods, you know, hit the crossbar on a couple of occasions and a good headed chance that just went wide.
Yeah, possibly deserved to win the game. You know, we created probably the better chances on the day. You know, but it was a close one. It was a tough game. Both teams had spells, you know, so we'll take the positives out of the result, which is the solidness and the clean sheet, and we'll hope to build on it in the future.
Interesting you were saying there about the passing game, because the Albion have been scoring goals for fun, but now it's just sort of one in the last three games.
Yeah, I think it will. Throughout the season, you're going to have peaks and troughs. You know, it's not always going to be plain sailing. It's about us as a group and how we aim to get better. And we've got the international break coming up now, 2 weeks for us to improve.
How important is that break at this time of the season?
I think it's come at a good time, because we've got quite a few injuries, little niggles throughout the squad. You know, I think it'll give everybody a time to get those healed up and patched up and ready to go in the 2 weeks' time.
How difficult is it for Stephen Dobie at the moment? He's come to the club, you know, yet to get himself on the score sheet. What sort of encouragement is he getting from within the dressing room?
He's obviously got loads of quality, which is why he's been brought here. Everyone knows his quality. You know, he's proved it. You know, for every club he's been at, and the lads have seen it. You know, in training, and he's produced quality on the pitch. It's just the goals are going to come. You know, it's only a matter of time if he just keeps believing and getting himself in the right areas. It's only a matter of time before he scores a hatful for us.
Bruno back in the side today. What sort of a difference does he make?
Obviously, Bruno's got off to an absolute flying start, and he's got lots of quality. You know, and he was contributed to the solid unit that we've got at the back, which got the clean sheet today. So it's good signs.
At the end there, it was a little bit all hands to the pump. You know, a couple of good saves from Thomas.
Yeah, it was. They put us under a little bit of pressure at the back late on. But we managed to stay firm, and the big man behind us managed to produce a couple of good stops from long range, and we'll take the clean sheet, which is a positive, and we'll move on.
You mentioned about the international break. Where do you stand in that break in terms of your international commitments?
I'm off on Monday with the team, with Egypt, and I'll be back on the 17th. We've got two games out there in Dubai. We've got the Congo and Tunisia, so I hope to get some game time and be part of the squad and get back to help us here and continue with the season.
And how much are you looking forward to those games?
Yeah, obviously it's a different challenge. It's a different squad to be part of. It's a new experience again. It's just hopefully to get some game time over there and be part of the team, and it'll be a great experience. I'm looking forward to it. But obviously, you know, the bread and butter is your club football, and obviously I'm looking forward to get back and continue with the season.
What does the manager say when you go on those international breaks? Is it a chance for you to learn more, Adam?
You're always learning every day. If you stop learning, then obviously it's when you stop progressing and stop improving. For every day, you know, every player at the club has always got to look to improve himself. So.
And finally, so far this season, you know, how would you view the Albion season so far coming up to the break?
I think it's been a good start. I think we can get better. I think we will get better. But I think from the first 10 games, I think that it's got to be very positive. You know, we're sitting fifth in the table with 18 points. Possibly could have had a few more, had the luck been with us on a few occasions. But on a whole, I think that, yeah, we've had a solid start.